We'll see you at Emerald Downs.
Top of the stretch. Tuckett and Bam, they're really going at it here. And Tuckett takes charge. Tuckett in front. Tuckett in front now by a length. Bam just couldn't stay with them. Empire Maker, not today. Outer Reef is fourth. They're coming down to the finish. Jorge Chavez hustling all the way on Tuckett, who takes the Renzum by 2.5 lengths. Tuckett the winner, Bam second, Empire Maker third, Outer Reef fourth.
Welcome back. The Wynn Place Show, Saturday morning, Sports Radio 950 KJR. Cold and pretty clear. Little clouds coming in. Supposed to get a little warmer the rest of this weekend. Pretty cold this morning, of course. Joe Withey and Rob Rao on the sixth floor at Emerald Downs, getting ready for another day of thoroughbred racing. And Rob, hey, what's Rockport Harbor been up to, your horse?
Well, Joe, he shipped down to Oaklawn about a couple weeks ago, and he had a little bit of an injury coming out of the Remsen Stakes that win, his last win. And look for him to show up in either the Southwest or the Rebel Stakes next.
Looks like a little Smarty Jones angle there, huh?
That's right.
Similar
Smarty Jones too.
Similar connections.
Same trainer and same jockey.
John Service is the trainer of Rockport Harbor, an undefeated son of Unbridled Song. And he's headed toward that Arkansas angle. Stuart Elliott, the jockey, the Smarty Jones angle, and an undefeated horse. A lot of similarities going there. And we'll see how he surfaces pretty soon. And we just played a little clip of Tuckett. Tuckett, who won three stakes after the Breeders' Cup as a two-year-old. And Tuckett has a pretty strong connection to our next guest, who is on the phone line right now. And that is breeder and owner and smiling Mary Lou Griffin of Griffin Place out in Buckley, Washington. Mary Lou, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Still got that perpetual smile going on?
I do. I think it's frozen. I don't think it'll come off for the next 20 years.
Well, you've done good, as it is said, and let's talk about it. The Keeneland sale this past week, Monday through Friday, and I counted up how many horses actually were sold, and it's just about 1,500 horses were sold. And as far as we can tell, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I looked at every sale, Mary Lou Griffin and her husband Terry had the sales topper of over $1.3 million.
I love the number. Can you say that again?
Yeah. $1.35 million for the broodmare Cosine's Angel, who happens to be the mother of Tuckett. And $1.3 million is just such a huge figure, Mary Lou. Mary Lou and Terry, also the breeders of Rings of Chime, one of just a handful of Grade 1 winners, Washington breds, in state history. And that was quite a coup a few years back. But this one is money in the pocket and makes for some possibilities in a breeding operation. Congratulations once again, Mary Lou.
Oh, thank you very much. When Rings of Chime got done racing, she was offered a sale in Kentucky, in Lexington, at the Fasig Tipton sale in 2000. And so we went together with our good friends Ed and Jean Welsh and Debbie Pabst and Dr. Bud Hollowell and went back to see her sell. And that was our intent, to watch her sell and just have a good time. We weren't really intending to buy another mare, but you know how it is. We're breeders, and you put a sale catalog in our hand, and we just can't stand to not go look at horses. So we did, and Cosine's Angel was in that sale. And I give our neighbor Debbie Pabst a lot of credit, because she had made up a list beforehand, and she gave me the list and said, "You got to buy a mare this year. You got to buy a mare this year." And so she kind of talked us into, "Yeah, maybe we should. You know, we were only going to have one foal that year, and we really did need another mare, but we really didn't want to spend the money." So anyway, we looked, and we saw this mare, and we never thought that we would be able to afford her. We knew she'd gone through the sale the year before, actually carrying Tuckett. Of course, nobody knew who he was at the time, but she had gone through the sale the year before and sold for $200,000. And now she was in foal to a stallion that wasn't popular, and she was in foal very late. So we thought, well, we'll go look, but, you know, the chances are slim to none that she's going to go in our price range. Anyway, we looked at several of them, and she was the first one that came up, and the bidding started, and I realized that, gosh, we might have a chance on this horse. But then it went up past 30,000, and I bid 32,000, and I thought, well, that was our limit was 30, and I thought, well, you know, so it goes. And my husband was sitting there, and he said, no, bid one more, bid one more. I said, no, we can't. No, bid one more. So I bid one more, and we got her at $35,000. And so then I thought, oh, my gosh, they must be selling her because that weanling has to be a wreck. You know, I mean, that's the only reason you'd let a good mare like that go for $35,000. So we went out to the farm to look at the baby, and he was nice. That was Tockett. Jeez. And there was nothing wrong with Tockett. He was really a nice foal. So we thought, wow, this is okay. But never in our wildest dreams did we think that Tockett would end up being the racehorse he was. I mean, gee, we felt lucky already without, you know, without even that. So that's how we ended up with Cosine's Angel, was only because we went back to watch Rings of Chime.
Well, Rings of Chime, and for the listeners out there, Mary and Mary Lou and Terry bred Rings of Chime with their mare out of the Bluebell, but they sold her at the Washington sale, and she went for, what, nearly $30,000?
Yeah, $27,000, and, you know, so that was good money, but, of course, nothing compared to the amount that she eventually made.
Yeah, which she made, and then when you went back to see her sell at that sale, of course, you didn't own her, but you were still very proud of her, the breeder of a Grade 1 winner.
Sure.
And she went for quite a bit of money back there.
Yeah, she eventually sold for $950,000.
Okay, so you watched that happen, and then got Cosine's Angel. It's kind of hard to figure why she only went for $35,000 after what, selling for $200,000? You said the year before.
Correct. Uh huh.
And she was already had a foal by Awesome Again, and that was probably his first crop, Tockett.
It was, yeah.
Okay, and Awesome Again, a great racehorse, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic by Deputy Minister and undefeated in his last year of racing. But nonetheless, Tockett was on the ground, and I think she was in foal to the fairly obscure stallion, Aggressive Chief. Is that?
She was. The man that owned Cosine's Angel at the time, Daniel Borslow, raced Aggressive Chief. It was his own stallion, and
okay.
Probably sentimental, and he brought the horse home and stood him at stud and bred this mare to him. But why he chose to sell her and let her go for $35,000 is still a mystery to me, but I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay, so you bought Cozy's Angel. She's now your mare for $35,000. One other question. When you go and look at a mare at a sale, do you look for similar things confirmation-wise that you would in a yearling or a weanling even? Because, of course, mares have put on quite a bit of weight. And, you know, what was she, 8 or 9 years old when you purchased her?
Actually, I think she was 7.
7, okay. What do you look for when you go look at a mare? Just some standard things?
I'm pretty forgiving when I look at mares. Of course, the ideal, you know, I would like to have a nice, big, muscular, correct, pretty, you know, all of those things. But in fact, what I've found over the years that all kinds of race mares, good race mares are all different types of conformation. Some are big, some are little, some are correct, some are not. What I look for is just, first of all, overall impression. Do I like this mare? Does she look like an athlete? Is she well balanced? And if I like that, then I go around and say, well, okay, none of them are perfect. And, you know, you say, all right, she has this and she has that. But I can live with that. In this case, this mare was really very correct. She is a big, scopy mare. She's just over 16 hands. She was a very nice-looking mare. She has kind of a plain head, I guess, if you were going to fault her. But she was, you know, what I look for, I want to buy race mares, and this mare was stakes placed at 2 and had a very nice pedigree and was a big step up for our breeding program because she was by a very good sire by the name of Cosine, who also won the Breeders' Cup.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Mary Lou Griffin is our guest on the Win Place Show. Mary Lou and her husband Terry operate Griffin Place Thoroughbreds in Buckley and are significant Washington breeders and just hit it big, selling Cosine's Angel this past week at the Keeneland sale. And you've bred Cosine's Angel a few times yourself. And she was currently in foal. Now, that helps enhance a little bit the purchase of a broodmare, as it did in your case.
Sure.
Okay. What was the decision to put her through a sale?
We thought the timing was right. We knew once Tocket ran as well as we did, we knew that we would want to sell Cuisine's Angel at some point because, you know, that kind of mare, for, you know, for us is a huge, huge amount of money, and we just wanted, we knew that we would want to take a profit on her. When was the question? Mm-hmm. And everything just kind of fell in line this year. The broodmare market was very strong. We knew Tocket was going through a sale, and he would generate a lot of enthusiasm and publicity. She was in foal to a nice horse. You know, everything just kind of lined out just the way you hope it does. And so we decided that this was the year.
Mm-hmm. In foal to Pulpit.
In foal to Pulpit.
Yes, a very nice horse and a successful racehorse and stallion. So, you put her in the Keeneland sale, you went back to witness it, and what were your expectations? As you said, the broodmare market is strong. Boy, the yearling market's been really strong, especially last summer. Stud fees are going up. What were some of your expectations there?
Well, you're going to laugh at this.
Well, that's okay. You got the money now. You can be funny.
Well, going in, we thought, well, you know, maybe 500,000 would be really nice, and if we get really lucky, maybe between, you know, 6-7. Then when we got to the sale, we saw the Dam of Wilco, who of course won the Breeders' Cup this year, sold for $1.1 million on Monday, and we thought, well, we'll probably be something under that because there's nothing like selling a mare who's the dam of a horse that just won the Breeders' Cup. I mean, that you can't get hotter than that.
Sure.
So we thought, well, we'll probably be, if we're lucky, it'll be between 700,000-900,000, and that would be just wonderful. But, you know, realistically, we were thinking anything over 700,000 would just be over the top.
Wow, and you're there with Terry and your kids as well. I think the whole family went back, you told me.
We did. We took Devin and Kelia with us. We just wanted all of the family there because we knew it was going to be good and it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. They had never been back to Kentucky, and we thought, well, they've got to see it just this time. They've got to be part of the experience. We didn't know how good, but we knew it would be good.
Yeah, you did your homework when you purchased Cozy's Angel. You were prepared to buy her. Didn't think you could get her for the money you did, but went a couple thousand over your max. You were prepared. The homework was done. You got lucky. That's what happens to people who were on top of it. And what were you holding hands as the bidding went up? Or was, it must have been pretty hard to curb your enthusiasm.
I think I had my face buried at one point. But we did get the tape of the...
Oh, that's great.
And we've watched that about 10 times.
you yourself are probably not on the tape. It's the tape of the horse in the ring.
The tape of the horse going through the ring, correct, yeah.
Well, you probably shed a tear for Cozine's Angel leaving her, but boy, I'm sure you treated her well, and she treated you well, and it's just a great story. $1.35 million for Cozine's Angel, sold by Mary Lou and Terry Griffin of Griffin Place this week at Keeneland. And you see, she had a foal by Deputy Minister, who is what?
He's a yearling.
Yearling now,
he's
yeah.
He's a yearling. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is the situation with that horse? A filly.
Well, he's nice.
Oh, it's a he. Okay.
It's colt. A colt. And we're in partnership with Hillendale Farm on the colt. They're raising him for us. And we own half, they own half. And so we'll be selling him most likely in the September sale.
Uh-huh. Well, that is great stuff. Just a huge hit for the Griffin Place Thoroughbreds, the sales topper at the five-day Keeneland sale. And Mary Lou, keep doing your homework. And, you know, it's going to be hard to top this one, but who cares? That is the score of a lifetime. And we'll see you at Emerald Downs this year.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Happy New Year, Mary Lou.
Thank you very much.
Great story, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Mary Lou Griffin joining us on the Win Play Show. Boy, that is just one heck of a score. As you could tell, $30,000 was their tops for Cozine's Angel when they bought her, and they went a little higher than normal. But, you know, as we say, they do their homework. They were prepared. They got extremely lucky. Tocket was on the ground, and he turned out to be a heck of a racehorse.
Yeah, just a fantastic story. Talk about hitting a home run.
Oh, a grand slam. And we'll see more from the Griffins. And good luck to Cozine's Angel down the road. Okay, let's take a break. We're going to go back to the East Coast and talk.